This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Eugenia Aldave. Date of birth, July the 6th, 1973. Case ID number is 710-6769. Date of exam, September the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from open MRI of McAllen dated 11/11/22. Identifying information, this is a 50-year-old married female with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of lumbar sacral back pain and cervical neck pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019. Where she worked with Big Graphing Company, making calendars and packing calendars for 3 months. She also worked for DeMonte for 20 years, sorting vegetables and packing vegetables as well. The claimant is a migrant worker and did seasonal part-time work. At the present time, she lives in a house and her husband is working, but she is not receiving any disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, lumbar sacral back pain with cervical neck pain. History of allegations, number one, lumbar sacral back pain with cervical neck pain. The claimant states that on September the 4th, 2022, she was in a motor vehicle accident where she was hit from behind from a high-speed collision. She states because of that, she has cervical and lumbar sacral back pain and states that the pain is an aching spasmodic pain located in the cervical and lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to her left leg. No surgeries have been performed for this condition, and she has been given a few injections, but with poor results. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 40 minutes, comma, sit for 40 minutes, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assisted device, but does wear a back support. Her physician is Dr. McDougall. At the present time, her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally going to the grocery store, comma, cooking light foods, comma, doing the laundry, and attempting to walk as much as possible. She has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 2 months of physical therapy. She is presently on naproxen 500 milligrams QD, which does give her relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain and cervical neck spine sprain with herniated disc, which were small. The claimant had an MRI performed on 11/7/2022, and it revealed that she had an L1-L2 2.8 millimeter protrusion with a 4 millimeter post-annular fissure. She also had an L5-S1 herniated disc of 2.5 millimeters. The cervical spine revealed a C4 to C5 1.5 millimeter herniated disc, C5 to C6 1.3 millimeter herniated disc, and C6 to C7 of a 1.5 millimeter herniated disc. Her brain MRI was negative, as well as the x-rays for the right ankle and right shoulder. Her symptoms include increased warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 40 minutes, comma, climb 2 steps, comma, and bend over occasionally to pick up clothes. She is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, Use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to sleep at this time. The claimant does have a back support that she uses daily. As noted earlier, she's on naproxen 500 milligrams QD, which does give a little relief. She does do a few home exercises and walks a little to exercise. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, naproxen 500 milligrams QD. Medical problems, cervical spine and lumbar sacral back pain secondary to small herniated disc and a 4 millimeter posterior annular fissure of the L1, L2 area. Major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.3 Fahrenheit, weight 127 pounds, height 5 feet 2.5 inches tall, BP 144 over 99 mmHg, second reading 142 over 77 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 23. General. This is a 50-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in mild distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T, could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was unsteady, slow, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a back brace support to support her back. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the cervical spine and the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or the other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine, and the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. And in the supine position, it was 20 degrees on the right side and 10 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the left lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her. Did have some moderate difficulty walking on her heels and toes, but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires no assisted devices. She does wear a back support for her back. Could you please drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the cervical and lumbar spine consisting of small herniated discs. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with some difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some minor restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to cervical sprain and lumbar sacral back sprain with small herniated disc. Probable diagnoses: cervical and lumbar sacral back pain secondary to injury in a motor vehicle accident. The claimant does appear to have some spasms, especially of the left lower extremity, and did have a mild to moderately abnormal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Eugenia Aldava.